This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. You've probably looked at something and then turned to see it from a different angle. It then takes on, as the expression goes, a whole new appearance. It could be a person, an issue, or even a piece of furniture. This happens when the Old Testament is seen from the perspective of the New Testament. The new reveals what the old conceals. It happens especially with the book of Proverbs. They teach wisdom over against foolishness, and when someone lives out that wisdom, it's called righteousness. That righteousness fulfills the law. But the law is not merely about obeying God's commandments. For Paul says, Christ is the end or goal of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So righteousness entails Jesus Christ and faith in him. Remember, the Pharisees who thought they kept the law were not the righteous, but those who had the faith of Abraham were. God considered him righteous because he believed the promise about Christ to come, whereas the law-occupied Pharisees did not even when he came. And so, a sinner, you, me, are considered righteous before God only by believing Jesus Christ, him who kept the law as the righteous, and then can justify even the ungodly by crediting his own righteousness to them when they receive it in faith. And as for their sins, he cancels those debts, having obediently died in their place for their disobedience. So behold the whole new appearance of Proverbs 10, verse 2. Ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. Christ's righteousness is well-gotten, not ill-gotten, and it's your gain and profit. It will deliver you from death. So don't just read the proverb as warning you to work for your wages or not to steal, that living right will keep you from death. It actually is also about Jesus, you, and the gospel. Believing on him for righteousness will save you from death. Well-gotten gains. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.